How to stop feeling anxious about anxiety. How to stop feeling anxious about anxiety. The first place to begin is right understanding, right orientation. Why? Because we know that anxiety is energy. Anxiety is a positive energy that requires appropriate leadership. Anxiety is a powerful phylogenetic energy that requires appropriate directioning. What does that mean? It means that it's a natural state. If your neighbor is freaking you out, you have a right to subconsciously activate your survival mechanism to be able to help you cope with the exaggerated stress that you're going through at that moment. If you are at the city center and a stray dog is coming towards you. You like dogs, but you can't trust that one. What happens? You feel a little bit encroached upon. You realize that your physiological state changes because your body has increased your sympathetic fight or flight pathways, so you start to feel a little bit on edge, a little bit anxious, and that's a natural state. The purpose of your anxiety, why the reason why we refer to it as positive, is so that it can improve your chances of survival. Now we know that anxiety can be transmuted into toxicity. Positive anxiety can be transmuted into toxic anxiety if you've been overly mobilized your anxiety center. Remember, it is supposed to be used occasionally when you are actually threatened. But you've been overly exposed to traumatic events in your life in the past, especially childhood traumatization. Chances are you've retrained the anxiety center to be overly active. It just makes sense. They start to over panic on your behalf because they realize that life has been treating you too badly. So they want to protect you. Even if you are being micromanaged, that means too much anxiety, too much symptoms, too many symptoms of anxiety. Your anxiety center thinks it's doing you a favor. Now that is key. The first thing to do is to understand that anxiety is your ancient evolutionary friend, it's not your enemy. So anytime you wake up, every day you wake up in the morning, say thank you, my anxiety. Thank you, my anxiety center, for looking after me. I just wanted to know that things are getting better in my environment. I'm in control. Gradually, I want to show more leadership so that you don't have to run the company. At the moment, the anxiety is running the company because it thinks you are incapable of self-regulating. So the more awareness you generate, the more interaction, connection, attachment to your anxiety center in right understanding, the more trust you gain. So instead of becoming panicky that you're going to have an anxiety reaction, just surrender to the situations. Whatever the situation brings that elicit anxiety reaction in your body, look at it and say, thank you, my anxiety. Remember, the body is a feedback mechanism. When your anxiety is triggered, the body is just telling you that we think you are in danger, but we're listening to your feelings to see how you send us the feedback, how you validate the decision we've made from the survival center. We might be wrong, but we're waiting for what you're going to do next. Now that's key. It is what you do next. Do you panic? Do you freak out? The greatest fear with regards to anxiety is the fear of the fear. It's the fear of the anxiety itself, that you're going to lose control, you're going to embarrass yourself, and you're not going to be able to deal with the situations that your anxiety will create for you. And people are going to look at you and they're going to laugh at you. And that is when the anxiety reads in between the lines and it saw that. And it thought, okay, I think Wale is getting freaked out because there's some people behind him that or they want to injure him, they want to harm him, or they just want to kill him. Remember, the anxiety center is primitive. It thinks survival first. So the first thing to do, to reiterate, is to embrace your anxiety. See it as a natural state. Don't blame yourself. See it as a consequence of some things that you've been overly exposed to, like trauma, like chronic stress exposure. And that just makes sense that your anxiety will have to increase its activity to compensate for the severity of your life's experiences, negative life experiences. So instead of being afraid, become afraid, a partner, and gradually re-nurture your anxiety center. If you've not watched my little video on how to rewire your anxious brain, go and watch it now. That has been published first. That would show you three key things that are necessary to now gradually, with cooperation and compassion and self-kindness, work together with your amygdala, which is your fight or flight system, to now rewire your brain so that your survival system can recalibrate your sympathetic activities to a lower level so life becomes easier. You don't want to get rid of all your anxiety because you need your anxiety to fulfill your destiny, to meet deadlines, to make life meaningful so that you can be more productive and more reliable. Like this, share it, and I will speak to you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.